Greetings, Carolina Shop family. This is Ethan Uslin here with another little mini concert in podcast form so you can listen at a time and place convenient for you. I'll work with your schedule. That song you just heard me play was the Rodgers and Hart classic Blue Moon from 1934. I chose to do Blue Moon because I'm doing an astronomical theme today. You see, I'm preparing for a concert I have coming up at Agnes Scott College in Decatur, Georgia. The concert will be held in an observatory, so I would be remiss not to play some observatory-appropriate selections. Of course, there are a million songs about the moon and the stars, but I want to get a little more scientific than that. So I did some research, and I found the perfect piece to play at the observatory. It's a rag from 1909 called the Halley's Comet Rag. Halley's Comet, as I'm sure you already know, comes around every 76 years, and it came around in 1909 just in time to check out the ragtime scene. And as Halley's Comet was coming around the bend, a ragtime composer in Williamsport, Pennsylvania named Harry J. Lincoln, he looked towards the heavens for musical inspiration, and he found it, and he composed the Halley's Comet Rag, which I will now perform for you with fiery fingers hurtling through space and time. So that was the Halley's Comet Rag from 1909 by Harry J. Lincoln of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I'll be playing that rag and others in Decatur, Georgia at Agnes Scott College's Bradley Observatory Auditorium Friday, April 13th at 8 p.m. And it'll be free. And if you're not able to make it, I'll try to work out a second concert there in 44 years in 2061. Because Halley's Comet is coming in 2061, and I want to play the Halley's Comet Rag in an observatory in a Halley's Comet year. That would be really cool. I can't guarantee that the 2061 concert will also be free. They might raise prices by then, but I did the math. If you're currently 21 years old or over, you will qualify for a senior citizen discount. So mark your calendar. Okay, and now I'd like to play another song that's a little bit on the astronomical side, Stars Fell on Alabama. You see, there was a Leonid meteor shower over much of the United States in 1883. 30,000 meteors an hour lighting up the sky, and folks all over the country started freaking out. They hadn't got the memo that it was a Leonid meteor shower, so many people thought it was Judgment Day. And this extraordinary night lived on in Alabama folklore and was remembered as the night the stars fell. And it was said that that evening was the night that Alabama's destiny was set in stone, for better or for worse. Whenever you hear about Alabama in the news, it all goes back to that night that the stars fell. Anyway, in the 1930s, a northerner named Carl Carmer went down to Alabama for about 10 years and lived among the natives. He traveled all over the state, and he got to know all sorts of Alabamians, black and white, rich and poor, and he wrote a book about it, his experience, that became a bestseller in 1934. And he talked a little bit in it about the night the stars fell, and he called the book Stars Fell on Alabama. A lyricist named Mitchell Parrish apparently got the idea that this would make a good title for a song, so he teamed up with Frank Perkins, who wrote the music, and voila, a song was born, Stars Fell on Alabama. The lyrics to the song are lovely, but have nothing to do with the book. It's really just a typical love song. And Carl Carmer, the author of Stars Fell on Alabama, the book, was apparently not pleased that the song ripped off his book title. But he went on to write 37 books and was one of the most popular American writers of the 1940s and 50s, so I don't feel sorry for him. He did fine. And I believe that Stars Fell on Alabama, the song, is a wonderful advertisement for Stars Fell on Alabama, the book. In fact, I bought Stars Fell on Alabama, the book, and I have it right here, and by golly, when I get a chance, I'm going to read it. And I would never have known about it if it wasn't for the song. So here's the song, Stars Fell on Alabama, by golly. Thank you. So that was Stars Fell on Alabama, the 1934 song named after the best-selling 1934 book, music by Frank Perkins, lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. And now I'd like to open up the phone lines and take a request from a listener. Just call in and request whatever you want, and I'll play it. Hello, thanks for calling the Carolina Shout. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
Hello, Ethan. My name is Gravlax.
Hello, Gravlax. Where are you calling from? You have an interesting way of speaking. Perhaps you're from Canada?
Actually, I am calling from Mars.
Oh, the red planet. Cool.
Yes, we love ragtime here on Mars. You have the number one podcast on this planet. My wife and I listen to your podcast as we interlock tentacles and gaze at our two moons, Phobos and Deimos.
Phobos and Deimos?
No, it's pronounced Phobos and Deimos.
Phobos and Medeos?
Sure, whatever. Close enough for jazz.
All right, Gravlax. What would you like me to play?
Well, I am very patriotic, and it would mean a lot to me if you could play the Martian Planetary Anthem.
Stars fell on Mars.
Sure thing, Gravlax. Here it is. Stars fell on Mars. We kissed upon a planet with polar ice caps like a field of white. And stars fell upon Mars last night. It was beautiful. I can't forget the dust storm or the negative 200 degrees Fahrenheit while stars fell upon Mars last night. I never planned in my imagination such gravitation to hold me down. Oh, how I love to inhale the carbon dioxide while iron oxide is in the ground. That makes it red. Two moons, Phobos and Deimos. You can see them via satellite. Deimos. When stars fell upon Mars last night. So that was the Martian Planetary Anthem, Stars Fell on Mars, dedicated to Gravlax and all my Martian fans. And I'd also like to thank the Earthling listeners, too. Kate, let's roll the credits. The Carolina Shout is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina. The host slash piano player is me, Ethan Uslin. Kate Uslin, my wife, is the recording engineer. Kate and I used to fight a lot while working on this podcast, but then we both read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and we've been getting along swimmingly ever since. Thanks to Gravlax for calling in and requesting the Martian National Anthem. To all you extraterrestrials out there, I will be happy to play your planetary anthem. Just call in. I don't care what planet you're from. Any planet at all. And sorry, Plutonians, I will not play your planetary song because everyone knows now that you're not a planet. The jig is up. You had a nice run for about 75 years when everybody thought you were a planet. You got to enjoy all the benefits of being a planet. You were featured in millions of fifth grade dioramas. Your name was up in lights on the marquee right next to Jupiter and Uranus. And all the while you had a dirty little secret, didn't you, Pluto? You were never a planet at all. You were living a lie. You were a fraud. A fraud of astronomical proportions. The birdie made off of planets. Well, guess what, Pluto? Game over. Go home. And don't let your five moons hit you on the way out. Thanks again to everybody for listening to this podcast. Please don't wait till 2061 to share this podcast with your friends and to leave a review on iTunes. Unless you just kept this podcast on your device for 44 years... in which case you are indeed listening in the year 2061. If this applies to you, I thank you in advance. Thanks again. Bye-bye.